I want to remind you as well this week, too, as I said last week about prayer walking. I want to encourage you to do that. The Bible says in Genesis, he told Abraham to go walk through the length and the breadth of the land. He said, I'm giving it to you. I want to encourage you to do that. Here's some thoughts. I said this last week. I got a lot of response. I want to bring it up again. When you pray and you walk, you pray that other Christians who have been disconnected will feel spiritually alive again. You pray that the area of the city will experience a renaissance of life and the blessings of God. You pray that people will feel a drawing of the Holy Spirit to a saving knowledge of Him. You pray that destructive behaviors will be replaced with generational blessings. You pray that families that are fragmented and broken will be put back together again. You pray that businesses will develop, and the ones that are developed will prosper and be blessed. You pray that in all that we do, that God will be honored. I want to encourage you this week, before you get caught up in a whole lot of stuff, take some time in your community. Come to the city of Batavia. Pray for this community. God is doing amazing things in this city that many people have no idea about. Some are always going to complain. I'm not a part of the complainers. I'm part of the people that believe God and call those things that are not as though they were. And I believe with all of my heart that God is stirring something great in this city, in this entire region, for His glory and for His honor. Come on today. And when you do, when you believe God for that, you get out of the rut. I got a picture of a guy that he got stuck in a rut. I was driving by and I saw this. He wasn't over his head, but he was getting close to it. And the Bible says in Jude 24, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. God wants to give you and I joy in the life that we're living right now. And the enemy comes to kill and steal it. But John 10:10 says, I've come to give you life, and I've come to give it to you in an abundance. And we can practice this every day of our life. And we can enjoy the Lord and what He's done every single day of our lives. Even if we're not experiencing what we hope for. Even if we're in a mess. Even if we feel like we are stuck in a rut. I want to encourage you today that you can't wait for everything to be perfect before you believe God for joy in your life. Nehemiah, the Bible says in 8:10, the joy of the Lord, He is your strength. And we can go around saying, well, I'll be happy when my bills are paid, or I'll be happy when I get a husband or I get a wife, or I'll be happy when my husband or my wife does this or this happens or that happens. But I want to encourage you today to be full of joy right now, because when the joy of the Lord is your strength, He will help you out of the ruts in your life. David says in Psalm 118:24, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice right now. I will be glad in it. The Bible says that you're going to have troubles. You're going to have challenges. But He says, be of good cheer. I've overcome every single one of them. The truth is, you and I are never going to have this day back again to enjoy. Is that the power of God on me again, Jeffy, up here? I like it. I'm feeling it. So what if I told you this was going to be the last week of your life? What difference, what choices would you make that would be different than where you are right now? Sometimes you and I need to learn to sow some love and some kindness before we will reap any. A lot of people are going around in life and saying, you know, nobody shows me any love. Nobody shows me any kindness. How about you go sow some and watch what God will give back to your life? I want to tell every couple today, I want to tell every family, tell the ones that are near to you how much you love them. Every time I do a funeral, people will tell me, oh, I wish I could say to them, I love you one more time. And the truth is, at that point, you can't. And it may be too late to tell somebody you love them, but it'll never be too early to tell people that you love them. Tell somebody today. David said in Psalm again 71:14, as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. Wouldn't it be great if our life Was to praise God more today than we did yesterday and plan on praising Him more tomorrow than we did today? What would our tomorrow and our today be if we got up and we praised Him more and more? What would our church look like instead of coming in sometimes? Well, I'm tired. I stayed out too late last night. I was at the Newsboys concert and I'm all wore out today. What's the guy, the worship leader? He can't meet up to Michael Tate and the preacher. He's not Reggie Dabbs. But what if I came in and I said, I'm going to praise God more and more every time I walked into the house of God. I was going to believe Him more and more. What would our homes be like? And if we went in, instead of complaining about everything we don't have or what should be or what isn't, how about if we went in and just begin to praise God more and more? Come on, can you do that right now? Can we praise Him right now? You got to make the choice. When you do that, the Bible says that joy comes in our lives. And we come out of that rut in our life. Romans 5:3 says, let us be full of joy now. Right now. For many of us, we need to stop dwelling on what we don't have. We need to quit complaining about what isn't. And we need to start believing God for what can be right now. Enjoying God right now. You know, when my wife went through chemotherapy, and I looked at her, I'll never forget that day. That changed my life more than anything that had ever happened to me before. As I sat in that chair looking across at her a few feet away, and they said, well, okay, here we go. We're going to get ready. We hear all the things that were going to happen as a result of it, as a result of them putting that chemical in her system to kill off those cancer cells. And I looked at that woman that I'd spent at that time 35 plus years with. And by the way, her and I are going to be married 40 years this December. And I thought, as I looked at her and I began to weep, and I thought of all the time I wasted in my life wanting something that I didn't have, that I didn't need, working for things that I thought I wanted that were just trash and junk to me now, forgetting about the greatness that God gives me every moment, to be able to look at her and think about the years that we spent together and I didn't enjoy them to the fullest like I should have. And now I'm at this moment where I'm looking at her and they're about to put that fluid in her body and we don't know what's going to happen. And I'm thinking, God, would you give me one more chance to enjoy the wife of my youth and enjoy you every moment of my day? And you know what took place right then and there? God gave us another chance. He gave her another chance. He's given some of you another chance today. You don't have to be, come on, you don't have to be stuck. You don't have to waste your life any longer. You can know the power and the strength and the purpose of God in your life. And you can get out of that rut. You can get out of that old way. You can quit that generational curse on your life. And you can come up to the level that God has called you to come to and live like you have. Come on, I'm going to get myself up in here happy. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 13:13. He says, these three remain. Everything else is gone. Everything. These three remain. Faith, hope, and love. Say that with me. Say faith. Say hope. Say love. And the greatest, he says, of these is love. And when faith, hope, and love are absent from our lives, we find ourselves in the rut. We find ourselves in a daily melancholy kind of life. Nothing is exciting. We just go around, oh my gosh, I can't wait for this day to be over. Oh, I can't wait for this heat to be gone. Now it's too cold. I always get a kick out of people that complain about cold. And then when it gets hot, they say, oh, when's the heat going to stop? I mean, what do you want? But the Bible says when you have faith, hope, and love in your life, you come up out of that rut and you begin to enjoy the life that God has called you to. Amen. Faith gives you the capacity to enjoy life. Faith is the capacity to believe without proof. Habakkuk 2:4 says, "The just shall live by faith." Some say, "I will believe it when I see it." But you can't wait until you see it to believe it. You've got to believe it. Faith people believe it, and then they see it. Oh, I like that. I need to say that again. Don't wait until you see it. Believe it, and then you will see that. You got to believe God that He can do exceeding and abundantly above all that you could ask or think. You got to believe God that He didn't just create you to leave you where you're at. He's going to move you on to higher hills, and He's going to take you further than you ever could go. You got to believe God that He can restore what's broken in your family, what's ruined in your life. You got to believe that He can give you the job, the business, the career, the calling, the ministry. You have to believe God. You got to see it. You got to believe it. You got to experience in your heart. And then when you do, He will roll that out right before you. And life will be greater. And the air will be clearer. And the sky will be bluer. And your taste will taste more. And you will enjoy life like you have never enjoyed it before. Come on today. Are you with me on that? Oh, I know you know the story in Luke 8 with a woman. The Bible says she had an issue of blood for over 12 years. She couldn't do anything to stop it. She didn't know how to get past it. But the Bible says one day she heard that the King of Kings was coming. She heard that Jesus was on His way in the town. And she said, if I could only touch the hem of His garment. The Bible says that she reached through the cow. She touched the fringe of His garment, and He stopped, and He said, "Who touched me?" And His disciples said, "Lord, there's people all around touching you." And He said, "No, somebody had faith that when they reached out and they touched me, they were going to get something that they'd never gotten before." And He says, when that happened, something powerful took place. He looked at that woman, and He said right to her, He said, "Go, you are made well. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." You got to believe God. Faith, hope, and love. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence not yet seen. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We also have to live with hope in our lives. It gives us a reason to live with great joy in our lives. To hope for tomorrow. David said in Psalm 42:11, "Why are you downcast, my soul?" Did you ever wonder that? You wake up someday and you just feel, why am I? I just feel like, I feel like a puddle of dew on the floor. Why do I feel this way? David said, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you disturbed within me?" Put your hope in God. Sometimes you got to lay hands on yourself. Put your hand right on your head and say, come on, quit it. I'm going to believe God. I'm coming out of this. I'm going to trust Him. You got to talk to yourself. You got to believe God. And then you can't forget to praise Him. Psalm 71:14, He says, "As for me, I'll always have hope." Why? Because I'll praise You more and more. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to tell you what, I'm not giving up on that in my life. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to honor Him. I'm going to worship Him. I'm going to stretch out to Him. I'm going to believe Him when everything else doesn't look good around me. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to call those things that are not as though they were. I am going to let God rekindle hope in my heart, and I'm going to do it. And when He does that, He helps me to sow and to give to other people. Luke 17:33 says, "Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life, they will find it." They'll preserve it. Faith, hope, and then love. The best life is when you love others. Let me say this today. Anybody can love the lovable. It's easy to love some people. Really easy. But God says, I'm going to empower you not only to love the ones you love, and you need to do that, but I'm going to empower you to love people that are hard to love, people that you don't know, because when you do that, something takes place in your life. Love is an action. Love seeks to do good to everyone. Galatians 6:10, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone. Not just when it comes in our time frame. Some people, they want to meet. Well, okay. But they want to meet in their time frame. And can I tell you something? If you're single here and you're looking to date somebody, you're going to have to change your schedule. If you're going to show love to people, it's not always going to be convenient. And it's not always going to be when they're nice to you. Sometimes you got to love people when they're the opposite to you. Sometimes you got to love people when they're unlovable. Sometimes you got to cross over that divide. You got to put your head back, take a big gulp of air, say, okay, God, I'm going to do what you have called me to do. And you can't love others in your own strength. You can't whip up some feelings of love. That's the epitome of hypocrisy and acting. But if Jesus Christ is living inside of you, John 15:5 said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear great fruit. Amen. John 15:9 says, as the Father, look, listen to this. There are people all the time. I tell people, I tell you, I haven't met many people that I won't hug. I don't care how you smell, how dirty your hair, I'll hug you, squeeze you, and make you squeal a little bit when I do. People say, why do you love like that? Listen to this, John 15:9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Here it is again. Now remain in love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. What's he mean by remain? You're connected. Remember, he's talking about a vine. No plant can bear fruit. You cut that off and you lay it over, it stops bearing fruit. But if you stay connected, you will bear fruit and you will love. Some of you have cut yourself off. I just felt that to tell you that. Some of you, you feel cold. You feel disconnected. Nobody cut you off. You cut yourself off. And you need to reconnect. You need to connect with God's plan for your life. You need to reconnect with Him first. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that in just a couple moments. You need to connect with Him first. He said, if you keep my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. You can come up out of that rut through having faith in God, through having hope in Him, and through loving not only God, but you love God through loving others. We love difficult people. And you know what some people say, you know, that have never been challenged. Oh, I just love everybody. It's easy for you, but you wait until somebody hurts you. You wait until you find out somebody was talking about you. You wait until you find out somebody said a cross word about you or were telling stories about you. Then you go to love them. I knew I wouldn't get a lot of amens on that. Rufus, if you'll help me, maybe you'll bring up the atmosphere a little in this house. You got to love people that are unlovable to you. And when you do that, that's the love of God coming out in your life. It's easy to say, oh, you know, I love this person. But when you are hurt and you are assaulted by someone and you love them, then that is God's love working in you. Amen. One more scripture. I'm going to close on this. 1 John 4:7. He says, dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Listen to this. Whoever does not love does not know God. Did you read that up there just like I am? Whoever does not love does not know God. Because God is love. Amen. Amen. And this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son It's an atoning sacrifice for our sin. Dear friends, because God loved us when we didn't love Him. Because God loved us when we were steeped in sin and dark and black as pitch at night. Because God loved us then, amen, we also ought to love one another. That kind of levels it all out there, doesn't it? And then he goes on to say this. No one has ever seen God. No one. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. What's he saying? Nobody's seen God. But when you love, you look like God.
Amen.
I said that when you love, you look like God.
Amen.
When you love the unlovable, when you love the person that hurt you, you look like God.
Amen.
You look just like Him. I remember this story. It just came to my heart. Old man used to come to the church. He's gone to be with the Lord now. It was Jeremy Northup's grandfather, Don Churchill. Don was he's just a unique guy. I was somewhere one day, and he was telling me a story about him and George Forsythe. You can imagine what kind of story that was. He said, George and I used to get mad at one another all the time. He said, you know what? I got older one day. He said, I went to George. He said, George, do you remember what we were mad at each other for? George said, no. He goes, well, can we just be friends again? He said, yeah. I told Jeremy one day I was going to lead him to the Lord. He goes, I don't know. He's a pretty hard old man. That man, he got had a heart issue. They had to operate on him. And I'll never forget going in the hospital. He looked like the Goodyear blimp. He was laying out on a table. He had more hoses and things coming off of him. And I went in to see him. He was going to die. And I said, but Lord, you told me that I was going to lead him to the Lord. So I'm speaking life into him right now. A couple days later, I got the call. They said, you're never going to believe this. Grandpa Don, he's took a change for the better. He's coming out of it. I go to see him a couple days later. He goes, I was waiting to see you. I said, well, I wanted to see you too. He said, when I was out, he said, I didn't know anybody that came to see me, but he said, I knew when you walked in the room. He said, because there was all these, they were like little men. They were wearing these long, this is going to put goosebumps on some of your back. He said, they were coming after me, and they had these, they looked like hay hooks in their hand. He said, I knew where they were taking me. He said, but when you came in, they all left.
Amen.
And I heard every word you said. This is the man. This is the man. Hard heart. Didn't want to love. And I said, I come to give you Jesus. And he said, I want what you got. And gave his life to Christ. And lived another, I don't know, 7-8 years after that. Come on, yeah. Why am I telling you that story today? Some of you here, maybe your heart's just hard. You need to open up your life to Jesus. You may be here, you may say, I'm a Christian, but I don't like that person. You're in a rut. You're stuck. And God's calling you and I today to love. I'm not telling you got to cuddle up with everybody. Somebody, they did something, people come in, yeah, but you don't know what so-and-so did. You're right, I don't know. You don't know the things that happened to my life to qualify me for saying what I can say right now. Whoo, I just felt a wave of God flow over me right now. This is a day for somebody to be delivered from that pain in your life. You're stuck in a rut. You think you're justified by hating and by not loving and by not forgiving. Some of you have already moved on. You're ready to give up. I'm talking to a husband and a wife right now. But the Lord said, if you'll trust me, I'll change it. I'll turn it all around. I want you to close your eyes and bow your head. I'm going to be done here in about 90 seconds. You need Jesus in your life. If he's in your life and you just haven't had any relationship with him, you need to rededicate your life to Christ today. Amen. You need to make him first place in your life. Not third, fourth, or wherever. First place. Father, I pray for everyone that is listening right now. Everyone whose heart is open. Prayer people, just come to the altar. I'm going to close in prayer. I pray for those that are here that have never made you their Savior and their Lord. I pray that this will be the day that they make that decision. Some of you today, you've never given your heart to Jesus. You need to do that today. Some of you have done it, but you're not living. You're not following him, and he wants your life. This is your moment. This is your day. Before you leave, I want you to come out of your seat. I'm going to close in prayer. I'm going to tell everybody I love you. People are going to go, but not you. You need to come down to this altar. Come up to somebody. Say, I want you to pray. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Some of you, you're carrying around. And you can cover it up in with your maturity all you want. But it's not working. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, upon your people, the strength and the power that they need to do what you have called them to do now. I pray blessing. I pray the strength for each person that needs to move today to do it, to come out of that stuck place and to live a life that you've called them to live. And I ask it now in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. I love you so much. You're beautiful. I care for you more than you could even imagine. If you need prayer for any of those things that I talked about today, I want you to come down here. Before you leave, just love on three people. Tell them how glad you are to see them. Don't rush out. Bless somebody. Shake somebody's hand. Hug somebody before you go today. I love you. Go in his grace today.